It's time for this week's financial strategy. All right, well, joining me on the line today is John Burrs. You normally hear John every single week in our financial strategy segment. He's here for a brief interview. Hey, John, how are you doing, my friend?
I am good. How are you today?
I am so good. Listen, John, you are a major part of the Christian Financial Advisor Network. You are a retirement specialist. You've been in the business for well over 20 years. Why don't you tell our listeners who hear you each and every week just a little bit about yourself? I know that they always hear your financial strategies. Why don't you share with them a little bit about you? Who is John Burrs?
Well, first of all, I was one of the fortunate people that was born into a family whose parents saw the importance of raising their children to believe and trust in the promises of Jesus Christ. My dad was a minister, my mom was a teacher, and with that combination, it's no surprise that I went to college at Cedarville University and majored in education. When I first came out of college, I was hired as a teacher and a basketball coach, and I spent the first 14 years of my working life doing that. However, as my family started to grow, and my wife had a real desire to stay home to raise the children, we decided to explore other opportunities that would bring more income in. So I started my own insurance agency, and for 3 years I taught school, coached basketball, and sold insurance. Well, after that time, I guess I did well enough that one of the larger insurance companies hired me as one of their 5 managers, and that was for the state of Ohio and West Virginia to help train agents about their life insurance and annuity products. Well, after 5 years, like a lot of people, the company decided to downsize, so they closed down all the regional offices and went to one call center, and I was left without a job. But, you know, the good news about that, Jerry, is that God always opens doors after he closes doors. So I started working with individual clients again through my company, Lifetime Decisions Management, and I've been doing that ever since. Then 3 years ago, you approached me with the concept of the Christian Financial Advisors Network, and I have just become very excited about that opportunity because I felt that this was God's leading. It was a great way to share my biblical worldview and combine it with financial planning with folks that had a similar belief system. And I can tell you, I get more excited each day. And every day, it just continues to grow, and I see God go before and prepare the way as I get to talk with individuals that have been referred to me through the Christian Financial Advisors Network. So at this point, I've been working with clients, helping them prepare for a healthy retirement for 24 years now.
I would imagine that many people, based upon the questions that we get here, are probably coming to you with hopes that you can help them, you know, save for retirement and really kind of create that dream retirement that they've always wanted to have, at least a secure retirement. So why don't you tell the people listening, how would a client benefit from your services? It sounds so austere, you know, a retirement specialist or a financial advisor, you know, especially for someone who maybe has never had a financial advisor. What would a client get out of, or how would a client benefit from your services? And what goals do you help them to establish through your practice?
Well, first of all, I always like to tell people right up front that I don't charge fees for talking with people. You know, the Lord has blessed us enough so that if I cannot bring value to them, they really shouldn't have to pay me. However, if I do bring value to them, we certainly would love to be able to work with those folks and have them as our clients. So it has been a blessing spending time talking with people and helping them establish a financial direction. Jerry, our goals are pretty simple. I look at a person's entire financial situation to determine if they have their financial house in order. And I do that by asking lots of questions like, do they have a current will? Do they have durable power of attorneys for financial and health decisions? Do they have a living will? Do they need a trust? Then I will ask them about their current income sources. Then I want to know, obviously, what are their income sources going to be when they retire? We want people to take time to determine what their monthly expenses are right now as well. And what do they expect their income or their expenses to be when they retire? We also like to know, do you have proper amount of life insurance, disability income insurance, long-term care insurance. We try to get a whole snapshot of their financial situation, and that would include their savings or their liquid accounts, as well as their long-term investments such as 401k plans or IRAs. The point is, we try to help people get a working knowledge of what their situation is now and what will it be when they retire. And ultimately, our goal is to help create the maximum income we can based on the size of their estate, and I want that income to last as long as both the husband and wife are living. And then when they both have passed away, our goal is to be able to pass as much as we can on to the heirs and or charities with the least amount of loss to probate, taxes, nursing homes, creditors. Now, I know everyone has an idea of how much they want to help their heirs or give to charities because everybody is different on that topic. So I help them make the adjustments that they need to make to ensure that their wishes are accomplished.
John, you've been working with clients for, you know, as you said, over 20 years. Tell us some of the common pitfalls or some of the areas that many individuals you've seen fall short of in their financial planning. Some people think they don't need a financial plan. They kind of wing it. Other people may have some sort of semblance of a financial plan. When people come to you, what are typically the areas that you find that you have to fix? I mean, what are some of the pitfalls that await people in financial planning?
Jerry, the number one area that most people fail at is they don't take time to do a full financial inventory of where they are now and where they'll be when they retire. Now, with our younger clients, the biggest problems they have is they have a tendency not to protect their families enough. For example, so many people are underinsured when it comes to life insurance, and the biggest area most younger people fail to protect is the possibility of becoming disabled, because there is a greater chance for them to become disabled than to die. Another area that many young married couples do not attend to is making sure they have a will, a durable power of attorney for the financial and health decisions, and a living will. They have a tendency to want to put that off until they get older, and they don't realize how important it is, even as young adults, to have these documents in place. We like to teach them about the five levels that you talk about all the time and how important it is for them to do it in order. I have talked with so many people that like to do the orders or the different levels, but they don't do them in order, and it's so important to do them in order. And what we're finding is a lot of people actually do them backwards. Another area that saddens me the most is that most young married couples do not understand the difference between need and want. Now, I understand that some debt is good, but it burdens me when I have to talk with someone who has created unnecessary debt because of wants and not needs. Now, as we move into our older population, those folks that are retired, the biggest area that most people fall short on is making sure that they become efficient. For example, you'd be surprised at how many people still pay taxes unnecessarily on their Social Security benefit income or on their investments where they receive a 1099. Why pay taxes on that money if you don't have to? And another area for the retired population is they're not educated enough. Most folks do not realize that there are three beneficiaries to their estate. And those three beneficiaries are their heirs, their favorite charities, and the IRS. Now, if you could pick two of those beneficiaries, which two would you pick? Well, most people that I talk to will pick their heirs and their favorite charities and leave the IRS out if they can. So understanding financial strategies that help people pass more, if not all, of their remaining estate to their heirs and their favorite charities are important financial strategies to understand. And another area that's often neglected, and maybe even the most important, is making preparations in case they need long-term care. There is nothing that can wipe an estate out faster than long-term care costs. So again, it is important to understand financial strategies that will help protect your estate from the Medicaid spend down.
Well, all good stuff, John. And I know that you have been a tremendous help to so many people over the course of your career. And very fortunate to be partnering with you here in the Christian Financial Advisor Network. Want to wish you well. And also, you're doing a great job, by the way, on all the financial strategies. I know that I'm very appreciative for those segments each and every week. And I know many of our audience are appreciative as well. So thank you for all you do each and every week there.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to get to share them, because these are areas that I think people need to think about. And we just really appreciate the opportunity that we get to do that each week.
All right, John. Well, hey, thanks so much for being here, and we'll look forward to your next financial strategy next week.
All right. Well, thank you, and I hope everybody is surviving all this snow and ice that's gone across the country this past
week. Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Well, stay warm, my friend. Take care. All right, John Burrs is a retirement specialist with the Christian Financial Advisor Network on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. If you're looking for a trusted Christian financial advisor in your area, we probably have one. We have them in over 43 states right here in the United States of America. You can simply go to cfanetwork.org, fill out the brief online form, and a trusted Christian financial advisor from your area will be in touch with you within 3 business days.